creek is dead. There's no doubt about it. You go step on rocks now, and there's oil that comes up out around the rocks. Dead newts, dead lizards, dead salamanders, dead fish, dead snakes, dead frogs, everything in that creek is dead.
Dead raccoons found at Beaver Creek today. That was on 2:15. Just yesterday. Afternoon. 4 p.m. It says no wounds, no blood. The water in Beaver Creek was contaminated by the runoff. So raccoons are just dropping dead. And everybody talking about an accidental train derailment and blaming the train company exclusively, I think are missing the plot. I think it goes much deeper than that. This was pre-planned, this was orchestrated, this was conniving. Look at where it happened. Look at the movie White Noise. Look at the waterways that run throughout the United States. This was an intentional poisoning of these people. All right, we have some big updates from East Palestine, Ohio. 2 weeks ago on the night of 2/3/2023, the big train crash happened, and hundreds of thousands of chemicals seeped out of these crashed train cars for 4 days. 10 days ago on 2/6, they blew up a lot of the chemicals, but animals are still dropping dead, and people are experiencing negative effects. Check out my first report for all the footage and all the photos, but here's just a little recap of the fiery inferno, and then finally on 2/6, the huge mushroom cloud of toxic smoke being released into the air. And here are some new photos that are being circulated from a passenger jet showing this big plume of black toxic smoke amidst the normal clouds, the white clouds. Now, this is a very concerning development. There's a woman who says that her cat, her indoor cat, passed away due to complications possibly from this poisoning. And this is very important to remember. The United States was poisoned in mass. And I don't think this is accidental. And it's seeping into the waterways that feed into many states downstream of the Ohio River. Look at this photo. Just a mess of this hillside. Black tarry-like goo running into this river, and this huge burn mark where the smoke, the toxic fumes, just turned to this hillside black. A lot of people are concerned and are reporting issues with their water. Here's somebody trying to boil their water to clean it. So the caption reads, "Boiling water won't help the people of East Palestine, Ohio." Wow. Here's another video concerning the water quality.
All right, so I am located in Weirton, West Virginia, which is about 40 miles south of East Palestine. I wanted to do something here. All I did was take water from the sink and boil it in the pot. And you can kind of see, like, it looks like oil on top of the water, like kind of flaky, just, I don't know, nasty. My boyfriend made tea a couple days ago. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, I guess. And there's like all this flaky stuff. Here, let me see if we can see it a little better over here.
So that's really concerning.
Brashear says her chickens were alive and well yesterday. She believes the smell following the detonation of the train carrying chemicals that derailed in East Palestine is to blame for her birds' sudden death.
My video camera footage shows my chickens were perfectly fine before they started this burn. And as soon as they started the burn, my chickens slowed down and they died. If we can do this to chickens in one night, imagine what it's going to do to us in 20 years.
Wow. This is absolutely terrifying, especially considering the Ohio River Basin feeding into the Mississippi River and impacting many southern states. Now look at what people are finding when they drag the river. This man here has a stick and he's going to run it through the base of the river.
Can you come here and let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're going to see this on camera, but watch this. Just see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting. And the fact that we have not cleaned up the train crash, the fact that these chemicals are still seeping in the ground is an insult to the people who live in East Palestine. Do not forget these people. We got to keep applying pressure. That's how we're going to fix this problem. Thank you.
That is disgusting. No wonder all the fish are dying. No wonder the raccoons are dying. The cats, the chickens. Here's another video where we see a woman throw a big rock into the stream, and we see the same chemical sheen, the rainbow-colored sheen. Ew.
Wow.
Look at all that.
Look at it.
It's all in the bottom of the creek bed.
It's in the bottom of the creek bed.
Now look at it.
Okay, I saw this. This is concerning. Metal Health on Twitter says, these are the chemicals they are testing the air and the water for. In East Palestine. Chloride turns into phosgene when burned. They burned 1,000,000 pounds, which turned into phosgene. Why aren't they testing for phosgene? I don't see it on the list. And here are the chemicals they are supposedly testing for. So I'm no chemistry expert, but if this is the case, that seems like a huge omission. And probably purposefully omitted. Now this ridiculous official came out and said, oh, there's 3,500 dead fish. 3,500 dead fish, that's obviously a huge lowball. A massive understatement. Like they want to address that there's some number of fish that are dead. They know all these photos are piling up. I bet you they ask themselves, what's the lowest number that we can get away with saying? And I also honestly think they want to outrage people by not giving us the true information and by lying to us. It's going to make people even more angry. And then they're going to hijack the anger with their stupid government solutions. This is an impactful video. A young boy asks the town hall, how should us kids feel safe with the smell in the streets?
How should us kids feel safe with the smell in the streets?
All right, you can smell how we should feel.
So I'm not even going to listen to the EPA response. East Palestine is the new ground zero. Look at this video from just the other day.
Wow.
As emergency crews continue to clean up the site, several lawmakers are pushing for answers about government oversight of the freight train system. That's going to help, right? The government ruining shipping? No, this was an intentional attack. Look where it happened. Look at the movie White Noise. Look at the waterways of the United States, the Mississippi River, the Ohio River. This was a carefully plotted, orchestrated attack on America.
Have you noticed lately that supernatural demonstrations are becoming more frequent and intense? Don't miss what the Holy Spirit is doing in the earth. This is bigger than a healing movement. This is bigger than a deliverance movement. This is bigger than a prophetic movement. This is bigger than a charismatic movement. This is a true outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is all streams of God's great river coming together. We're not just getting a move. We're getting him. This is a season of great glory and power, and I believe this is the church's greatest hour. You can be a part of what God is doing in the earth. It's as simple as learning to trust and obey. Trust and obey God, and you will be a part of what God is doing all around the globe. Truly, this is the church's finest hour. Condemnation is not of God. Conviction is of God. Condemnation tells you that you are a mistake. Conviction tells you that you made a mistake. Condemnation pushes you away from God in shame and fear. Conviction draws you to God in repentance and humility. When we don't meet the standard of righteousness, the Holy Spirit convicts us of this reality. And when He comes, He will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. But after you've been forgiven and have dealt with the issue, you need to move on. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Sister Barbara. The title is, "You will be with me in the twinkling of an eye, says the Lord." And this word was posted February 18th, 2023. Get ready. I am coming soon. I am showing the world a preview of things to come. Do not fear. You are not of the world. You belong to me. Repent and call on me. I went away to make a place for you that is ready. You will be with me in my Father's house in the twinkling of an eye. Listen for the trumpets. Many will weep and cry because they do not believe in the only begotten Son. Come to me now. It's not too late for forgiveness of sin. My love for you endures forever. I love you, my children. Come. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Michelle A. and her small family live in a suburban home in Long Island, New York. Both she and her husband are happily raising four children while simultaneously running a traveling petting zoo. Although living a busy lifestyle, Michelle and her husband always make sure to prioritize the needs of their children. Given how much they care for their safety, they install a nanny cam inside their baby daughter's bedroom. One night, while looking over at the baby monitor, something downright spooky is caught on camera. Michelle says that her baby daughter typically sleeps through the night, and if she were to wake up, she would usually cry out for her mother. But on this night, something unexpected happens. Watch. Michelle says that her daughter appears to be pointing at something in the dark. What's even more odd is that her baby daughter was laughing and pointing at something for about an hour or so before going back to sleep. It's because of this clip that Michelle thinks that her daughter has encountered something paranormal. According to her, her daughter was seeing something that we couldn't. Whatever it was that her daughter was seeing, Michelle hopes that it was nothing serious or anything that should be a cause for concern. Who knows as to whether or not her daughter had actually seen something that night. But like always, let me know what you think.
Eric Lampard is a comedian. He's throwing up the devil horns here. It's probably because he's just so rock and roll. Along with that, he does 666 over the Eye of Horus here. Remember the band from the 80s, Frankie Goes to Hollywood? They had that hit song, Relax. Well, the lead singer of Frankie Goes to Hollywood is seen here, hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. This is our biblical world. This is really true. I'm not just saying it, I'm also showing it so you can see with your own eyes. Use your discretion and discernment in all things, everyone. God bless you.
Sciatica, huh?
Compressed disc, pressing on the sciatica. Compressed disc, pressing on the sciatic nerve, shooting down my leg, causing pain in the knee, the ankle, and the groin.
This is power going down your leg, down your back.
What does that feel like?
Just relax.
You're free. Off you go. Have a walk. Someone say praise the Lord. Praise God, sister.
I was short in one leg, but I'm walking a lot better now. Yeah.
How's it feel now?
A lot more even.
So did you have one leg shorter than the other, did you?
I did, from the compressed disc.
You want to sit down and have a look? Put your buttocks back, all the way back. Okay, put your legs up. How are we going? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you'd bring it out in Jesus' name. What do you feel happening?
I just feel the presence of God, the Lord, and it's just over me.
Okay, hop up. How's that feel?
Just a little bit of pain in the groin. Just. It's getting stronger, yeah. I feel stronger.
Okay, off you go.
I was limping when I came in, and now I'm not.
Who healed you?
Jesus.
Jesus did.
Yes, he did.
Michael, praise the Lord. Have some more. Come over this way. Say bye-bye, lupus.
Bye-bye, lupus.
You have pain in your shoulders. Now, what's your name?
Like arms and my back.
Yeah.
Michaela.
Okay, hi, Michaela.
I'm Doug.
And this is Sylvia.
Hi.
And so we're going to pray for you, and God's going to heal you right now.
And my heart, too.
What's that?
And my heart, too.
And your heart, okay. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I speak to the pain in your shoulders, and I speak to the shoulders. I command them to relax. I command the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and bones to be healed in Jesus' mighty name and to reshape to proper posture. Whatever is required right now, be healed. Shoulders, all pain, I command you, go out now. There. You feel that? What's happening? What do you feel?
my God.
What is it?
My arms are tingling.
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. You ever felt the Holy Spirit before? That's the first time. So that's the Spirit of God that you're feeling. When you become a Christian, the Spirit of God actually comes and lives inside of you. Yeah, you're feeling it.
It's like tingling really
cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's really tingling. So that's the Holy Spirit healing you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what you're suffering right now? You're getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. You're being soaked in the Holy Spirit. You ever heard of a baptism in the Holy Spirit? Well, a lot of people say a lot of stuff, and they're like, it's tongues and all this, but this is what it really feels like to be baptized.
Aww.
You're being soaked.
Aww.
Yeah, cool.
He loves you so much. He sent us here to pray for you.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So now I want you to move your shoulders around. Any pain? All gone?
Yeah.
Oh, and we got to pray for your heart, too. Might as well get your heart healed. If you have to go, it's okay. Okay, so I'm just going to pray for your heart. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for healing here. Jesus, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak to her heart right now and I command it to be fully healed in Jesus' mighty name, both emotionally and physically, 100%. No more palpitations, no more anxiety. Spirit of anxiety, come off in Jesus' mighty name, all the way off. She's a free child of God right now.
Wow.
You feel that?
Yeah. Like it was beating really fast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I ask that you would come into my heart.
I ask that you would come into my heart.
And be my Lord.
And be my Lord.
I believe you're the Savior.
I believe you're the Savior.
And right now, I ask you to forgive my sins.
And right now, I ask you to forgive my sins.
And make me clean.
And make me clean.
But I can't.